Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. And that's where we come in.
Dear Johnny, I'm writing to you for my son and my family. Back in March of this year, my son Jacob, 20 years old, was complaining that his shoulder was bothering him. He thought he hurt it playing basketball with his friends, but the pain only got worse. We decided to take him to the North Kansas City emergency room only to get the news that no parents ever want to hear. He was diagnosed with a rare bone cancer called Ewing sarcoma. He couldn't be treated there, so we moved him to Truman Medical Center and then to KU, where we did get the answers, the help we needed, and we finally got him into Children's Mercy. His condition wasn't good, and he needed to start chemo and radiation immediately. After several weeks of being in and out of the hospital and doing more scans, we got the unfortunate news that the cancer spread even more, only giving our son a few months to live. They've been wanting to start a new chemo, but we can't keep his blood counts up enough to start it. You know, when they start to do these chemo treatments, your white blood cell counts get decimated, and they've got to be at a certain place before they can go again. Otherwise, you'll have literally no immune system. We're keeping him as comfortable as we can, and we're praying for a miracle and hoping to make it through the holidays. With all this going on, I haven't been able to work, and we're barely getting by. It's going to be a rough Christmas, and we're all pretty devastated. We asked the kids, his siblings, what they want for Christmas, and they all just said, we just want our brother to get better. I've fallen behind in some bills, and we're just trying to take our minds off everything going on, really. We're just trying to enjoy our time with Jacob. If you could help us, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for reading our story and for what you do. The Norris family. Jeff is his name. It's Jeff's his dad. Hey, Jeff, it's Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, man.
Thank you.
So tell me what happened. You were in the letter. It says that he thought he hurt his shoulder playing basketball. He's a big sports kid.
Yes, he is. He was playing basketball with his friends, and he fell, and he thought he just hurt it playing basketball, and a couple of weeks went by, and it wasn't getting better, and he had a knot on his shoulder, so we took him to North Kansas City and got the terrible news that he had cancer. There wasn't nothing they could do for him there, so we took him to Truman because we didn't think he had insurance at the time, and their cancer doctor was on leave and wasn't there. So we pulled him out and took him to KU, and they were awesome, gave us all the answers we needed. Came to find out that he did have insurance. He was still on Medicaid because COVID. They didn't drop anybody. They got us in contact with Children's Mercy, and that's where he's been getting all his treatment.
So it's Ewing's sarcoma, which I was reading about it. It's normally in kids who are in high growth spurts, like 14 to 15, 16, 17, 20 is right on the cusp of that. And it's a bad one, man.
Yeah, it's a rare bone disease, and it hurts so bad. Like, we don't even know the pain he goes through. It's terrible watching him go through it.
No, you're his dad, of course. And now there's a new chemo they want to try, but they can't get his cell count up.
Yeah, his platelets are staying really low. They're supposed to be at a 75. The doctor's saying he could start the chemo if he can get them at least 50.
Oh, because yesterday, it's his bone, yeah.
Yesterday when he did his labs, he was only at a 13, so no chemo yesterday. They're hoping Friday when they check them, they'll be up again. We're just praying that they are.
And what the doctors told you guys is this is about time now.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, that's a heavy, that's a hard thought.
It is.
Listen, I wish, like everybody does, that there was something really good that we could help you with. But possibly we can help take some of the more meaningless things about this life and take them off your plate. Jake said, you're behind on your rent and your light bill. Your rent is how much?
It's $11.75.
And your light bill?
I think it's like $250 or something, or close to that.
Okay. You writing this down, Nick?
Mm-hmm. I am.
And then I know that the kids are cool with Christmas, and they just want their brother, but how many? They're, do I have this right? Jaden's 14, JC is 10, and there's a brother, Dalton, who's 17?
Yeah, and he has a sister that's 20 also.
Yeah. You, how are they handling this? I assume they're aware of everything.
Yeah, they're aware of everything. They're honestly just stuck to him like glue. They don't ever want to leave his side. They always want to be around him.
Oh. How's he? How's Jacob?
He's actually in pretty good spirits. Other than the pain he goes through, he can't hardly walk. He's doing radiation. He has a big mass on his spine that's actually curving his spine. They're trying to zap that to get him out of pain. Some days he's in so much pain he can't lay on the table to do the radiation.
All right. Hold on a second. Stay there, Jeff. Oof. I wish it was something more meaningful that we could do, guys. But that's not up to us. We can't help with this. What do we got? $11.75 if we took care of this rent.
So it's $4.25.
Let's double that.
Okay.
So that would be $22 plus $150. So $23.50 plus a light bill is $250. $23.50 plus that.
So $500 for the light bill.
$26.50 all told. If we doubled up the rent, went to the light bill, it'd be $2,650. Stop me if you get anything different.
Hold on. $23.50
plus $250.
Yeah, plus the $250. Do you want to do the double the payment for $250?
No. I don't think we have to with that. I think as long as we get them on the rent and then some.
Yeah, so $2,600 with the bills.
And
there's technically five kids total, counting Jacob.
We can start with, and we're going to do cards for the kids, too. What do you want to do? $200 apiece?
Yes, yeah, so it'd be $1,000.
$1,000. Okay, well, look, I have $1,500 that Chris Kubis gave me.
Okay.
And his brother, Mike. And I know
how much was he giving? I'm sorry, I just want to make sure.
It was $1,500.
$1,500, thank you.
They put their check in the bank yesterday, the day before. So I know we have $1,500 from them, all right?
Good deal.
So we go from there, all right?
Okay.
Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Brett, and I want to give $500 to this family. I knew Jeff, and I know Jacob, and personally, and I want to just help these brothers. My brother Jeff, I trained him back in the day, and did a driving job, and he's a hell of a guy.
Dude, he's got a really, really tough road ahead of him. As Jacob does, and and I know you will, but keep your arms around him.
Absolutely, I'm praying for him every day. and just know and love this family very well, and they're great people, and they are in a tough spot right now.
Well, we're going to at least try to take some of the meaningless stuff about this life off this table so we can concentrate on what's important, and that's time. Time with his son. $500 is a great start. Take it to U.S. Bank. Just tell them Hope for the Holidays.
I got that. And, Johnny, just want to tell Jeff I love you, brother, and praying for you. And everybody in Kansas City is, too. So thank you, Johnny.
You're a good man. Love you, brother. Thank you, man. Shane, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny, I got $200 for you.
Beautiful. What do you do?
I'm millwright.
What makes you call, man?
Yeah, you need help. These guys need help. Need help.
Good man.
You need the help.
U.S. Bank. All right.
You got it.
Thank you, brother. I love you, man. Thank you very much. JP, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, man, I got a grand.
Oof.
And,
that's
yeah,
great.
I got kids. That's all I could say about it. I got kids.
Oh, I don't, and I can't imagine it.
No, it's amazing, man. What people have to endure. So we got laid off in May and started up a company. We've been blessed. So me and the guys at work, we got a grand for you, and just want to thank you, man.
No, it's not.
I know
me.
You give it to everybody else, but it doesn't happen without you. So we appreciate you out here.
Well, I love you, brother. Thank you, man. U.S. Bank, $1,000. What's the name of your place? You started up.
It ain't about that, man. My name's JP. People who know what I do, and
I appreciate you, JP.
Appreciate you, sir.
Where are we at?
We're at 3,200, and we were shooting for 3,600.
Who am I with now, Leah?
Hi. I have a young cousin that passed with cancer, and then her brother just beat it, and I'd like to donate $100.
You're a beautiful woman. Thank you, Leah. What do you do?
I work for a company called Spaces. We do interior furniture for businesses.
And you got 100? Everybody's got to buy presents. This is a tough time of year for everyone, but you got that 100, right?
I do. We've been very blessed, and I've got two healthy children, and I'm very blessed for that. But I'd like to help this family out.
You're a sweetheart. I love you. Thank you. Drop it at U.S. Bank. Tell them Hope for the Holidays, all right?
I will do. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. Thank you. Dwight, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to donate $2,000.
I'm sorry?
I want to donate $2,000.
$2,000. We, you know what? For this call, I don't know that we need $2,000 right now, Dwight. I mean, you want to finish it up and then help another letter?
Let's finish it up.
You're amazing. How much do we need?
We needed $300 more, so the rest can go to help someone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. What we'll do? Listen, Dwight, and you can put. I'll have Jake explain to you. You can put it all in the bank now. You can put what we need in the bank now. But if you want to put it all in the bank, we will remember that you have a surplus of this. Write it down, and I'll apply it to somebody else's if you wish, or you can call back in. I know that it's a long explanation for why we're live, but I wanted you to understand because that's such a generous, truly kind, and truly selfless and wonderful thing to offer.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys for what you do, but I want to help this family out. I've got three wonderful kids, two grandkids, and I can't imagine what they're going through. So I'll put it in, use it as a surplus. You can use it as needed.
Thank you, Dwight.
I love you, brother. That's amazing. All right. Well, we will double up his light bill then.
You want to do that?
So add another $275 on top of that,
okay,
please. Okay. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I wish... more than anyone knows, we could do something better. But we're going to make sure that the rent is not late. We'll take care of 2 months of that. You'll bring us, tell us who your landlord is. Your light bill, we'll overpay it by 2 months. And you're the one behind and the one in front. And we'll make sure you have gift cards for those kids. And, of course, our friends at Constantino's want to give you a $700 gift certificate to Constantino's Price Chopper Sunfresh. So, again, I'm sorry, man.
Thank you so much. It's so hard watching him, looking at his pictures and watching him lay in his bed and fight and fight and fight. All we want is time.
Time, man. Yeah, no, time is everything. Everything. Listen, I'll be thinking of you. Hold on. Stay right there, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.